Network.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, just for my lovely callers, wonderful callers, patriotic callers. We're doing 5 minutes overdrive. I don't know if I can get to everybody, but I'll definitely get to Scott and Gary and Nicholas if I can. I'm sorry to Carol and others, but I'm just going on who's been holding the longest. I'm been a bad person today. Scott in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, brother.
I just wanted to let you know that I saw on the news the other day on our ABC affiliate here that we had in Iowa, your buddy Colonel Craig Hapgood that you talked to about the Arcadia exercises they were doing. They had spoken with him and interviewed him. I didn't catch the interview.
Oh, yeah, they had gun confiscation drills. Yeah, he's a good person.
Yes, yes. So, well, in addition to that, just here the other day, they had they are kicking around the idea, and I don't know if this had anything to do with the report that you did at the beginning of the show, but they were talking about getting rid of all the F-16s here at the base and going to complete drones.
Oh, no, there will be no fighter craft or ground soldiers. It'll all be robots controlled by the globalists. That's what they want. It dehumanizes the killing, and the robots won't say no.
Well, I had called into a show today to discuss that, but they were talking about FEMA camps, and this is a local Iowa show. They were talking about camps when they were the host was kind of railroading this lady that was going around and talking about being locked up for 2.5 years in a camp, you know, when, in the 40s when we were at war with the Nazis and Japan. And he was talking about how that was bad. But then he turned around and said that it was because we were fighting liberty fighting tyranny that we had to do it. And I didn't really understand what he was talking about. Because it just basically talked himself into a circle. But
so, you know, he was on the air, though, having a little FEMA camp discussion,
Yeah, that was just this morning. So it was kind of ironic that Gary Franchi was on today. Basically, what happened was I popped in my Camp FEMA and took some quick notes off the beginning of it and you know, told him, I'm like, this is not about racism. This is about civil liberties, and we shouldn't be doing this to anybody. And, you know, he basically talked to me off air after the show was over. He kept me at the very end and talked to me about it, but we didn't really have a lot of time to go into it on the air, so I didn't really get to make my point. But I was kind of confused because, you know, a big thing like that should be in the news, and the Des Moines Register here has been just mums about it. Well, it's not a surprise because J.P.
Well, that's newsworthy. What base? And I'll look it up. They were on air saying they're going all drone at what base?
That would be the Des Moines Air National Guard base here in Des Moines on the south side. And they also had no coverage of it in the Des Moines Register at its, which is not surprising since its largest shareholder is Gannett, which is...
Well, they're going to make everybody go to robot cars, everything. They're already announcing it. Thank you so much. Great points. Gary is gone. Who's up next here? No, Gary's the next caller. Gary in New Mexico. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to talk to Lou about the Executive Order 13528 about the HR 645 FEMA camps. And I can verify that Fort Leonard Wood is up and running. A cousin of mine who is a former military as myself has the video footage. So they were ramping it up before the NDA that was passed on December 31st.
Really? So you're aware of that and you live in New Mexico?
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, that's in Region 7, who is governed by Jay Nixon. I called Jay Nixon's office. They have no idea of it. They had no comments. But the facility is located in the middle of the Mark Twain National Forest in Pulaski County.
You're right, it is.
And I called Jay Nixon's office, and I called the Attorney General. They both had no comment, but my cousin, who just exited out of the military, who is an MP, who was an EA, has video that this facility is up and running, and especially at night under the construction of light, it is a civilian, I mean, training camp.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's a concentration camp for the American people. Government's criminal. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, these weeks just blast past us. It is Thursday, the 9th day of February 2012. Lou Rockwell, former congressional chief of staff for Ron Paul, is going to be joining us to look at what's happening in the Ron Paul campaign. There's clear election fraud happening across the country. Guys, I forgot to have you print it for me. If you go to MSNBC, it was on the front page. The headline is man behind Super PAC, Ron Paul Super PAC, is a 9/11 truther, demonizing Gary Franchi, and then myself. And they actually imply that Gary Franchi is insane and needs to be on medication in the article. They actually say that because Gary Franchi believes in a world government. Gee, I just saw a UN press release calling for global government and global taxes, and it was in U.S. newspapers on Friday. I've just got literally more than 50 world leaders, prime ministers, presidents calling for global government, global governance run by 6 megabanks you pay carbon taxes to and money transfer taxes on. And I go on talk shows and they go, "You're a kook. You think there's going to be drones in the skies?" And I'm like, it's official. $63 billion FAA package, half of it to be drones in the sky. I mean, look at this. Associated Press, American Civil Liberties Union, all reporting. Bill clears path for 30,000 surveillance drones over U.S. in the next 10 years. And I was on a radio talk show this morning, and while they were telling me about how local news is saying the drones are going to be for traffic, to monitor traffic, I went and searched what they said, and sure enough, all over the country, for the sheep they're announcing, yes, Pentagon drones and local police drones to monitor traffic. Just like the cameras, you know, 15 years ago were put up under Homeland Security before that was even publicly announced, under the federal auspices of traffic. We're going to monitor traffic. They always have some little, you know, touchy-feely excuse for the Pentagon setting up this total control grid. But now it's all admitted. Using the military against the American people, having us disappear into black holes, it's all happening. It's all happening like a bad nightmare. And I've got stacks of news today. I know you're seeing it on your news. It's everywhere. They're going, yeah, in Europe, England, the U.S., they're going to start censoring speech. You know, it's just the thing to do. And you don't have any privacy on the web. And businesses everywhere are getting these FBI flyers that are on the FBI website, where every business you can imagine is being told, are people paying cash? Are people surfing the internet using AOL or Comcast? It actually says in this FBI flyer. In fact, guys, will you get me that copy? They had on the nightly news last night when Mike Adams did it. They took my big stack of 30-plus flyers. And because people won't believe this, I've got to read from it where it says, are they using Comcast or AOL? That could be a proxy. Go ahead and call FBI. Get their license plate, but don't let them know you're watching them. They could be dangerous. What? And again, it's like, do they have a cell phone? Do they have blue jeans? It actually says that in the flyers. Are they missing a finger? Do they have an American flag tattoo? And you're like, well, that's ridiculous. That's everybody. That's the point. It's about a total culture of paranoia, only trusting the Skynet drones and the TSA checkpoints on highways and people groping your wife. They're the threat. The founding fathers said it'd be big government run by special interests. And here it is. And the special interest openly stealing 27 plus trillion from the American people in everyone's face. Yeah, I'm going to get to this article later, but here it is. Super PAC supporting Ron Paul is operated by a 9/11 truther. And they've got conspiracy theories that there's election fraud in Nevada and Iowa. No, they just admittedly was fraud, caught red-handed both places. I mean, a month after we told you that, or 3 weeks after in Iowa, they went, yeah, we're throwing out the results. We don't know what we're going to do yet, but it's all screwed up. And in MSNBC, the mouse that roared, again, Infowars.com is about 14 times bigger last time we did an actuary at Alexa.com. But, again, the other parrots will all pick this up, and I'll give it some power. But there it is. There's 816 comments demonizing Gary Franchi. By the way, let's see if we can get Franchi on at 1 to pop in and talk about this. I'll give him a call. I meant to tell you that. And it goes into the article freaking out and links to an interview he did with me where he talked about how when he was a teenager and was listening to this show, as he's a bit younger than I am, so he was listening when I was like 25 and he was, like 18 or something, that his parents thought he was insane and put him on drugs. And they used that clip and say, see, he's crazy. No, this is the Soviet Union in the making, just like they drugged people that didn't like Stalin. And, Gary's quoted as saying, yeah, I was worried about a new world order, a cashless society, a banking takeover. All of it's happening. And so my parents drugged me. So they used that quote to make it sound like he's crazy. No, what's crazy is that he was drugged because he was aware of this. So they're implying, I mean, it's just amazing the level of yellow journalism in the mouse that roared. Now, you know what's incredible? We've got an Infowars.com headline here. Mossad works with terror group to assassinate Iranian nuclear scientist. And, of course, that's an article we put out yesterday. But here it is today in MSNBC. Israel teams up with terror group to kill Iran's nuclear scientist, U.S. officials tell NBC News. And I got Kurt writing an article right now. I know we've said this before and written about it before, but to give you the scores of examples, I said, put them all in there. And he said, what, put an encyclopedia in there? It's too much, but he's going to try. Of the hundreds of admissions where Al-Qaeda was created, funded, protected in every major terror attack and as proxies against the Russians, Serbs, Christians in Africa, to take over Libya, now to be invading Syria, to help back up the takeover against their old puppet Mubarak in Egypt, and to now being used against Iran and Russia. And what's incredible is that CFR, RAND Corporation, all of these major think tanks admit they work for them, like you're an idiot. And then they have MSNBC separately, you know, Alex Jones is horrible, crazy 9/11 truther, and Gary Franchi is, and Ron Paul was asked about government-sponsored terror and said, well, I don't ever believe anything the government says, so I question 9/11. So they're now digging up videos where Paul is, you know, says, well, I don't trust him, but, you know, whatever, we shouldn't be over there anyways. And he's told, you know, people, when he's been asked about it, he said, well, I just got so many other things I'm dealing with, that's a tar baby, because you can't. You know the hijackers were let into the U.S., according to Toronto Star, Associated Press, because the heads of the embassy said, we were ordered to let them in, and were told they were CIA agents. That's on record. Springman and others, I've had him on, head of the visa section, boom. I had him on like a month after 9/11, he blew the whistle. The Undersecretary of State, Kennedy, wouldn't lie and said, okay, we got the underwear bomber on the plane, we were ordered to by an unnamed U.S. agency. And the Congress people in the committee said, okay, let's drop that. Thank you, sir. No more on that. I mean, look, I'm supposed to just sit here while these terrorists do this to us and put up with it, and then I'm the bad 9/11 truther. You're like, oh, so you love the Muslim extremists, huh? Oh, so Al-Qaeda's good. That's not what I said. I said Al-Qaeda does attack people, and they set up Al-Qaeda agents and double agents. Al-Qaeda is used everywhere. They're used to be blamed for attacks here, to take our liberties. They're used to attack it. Everybody is proxies, and here it is in the news. Bush, 5 years ago, put out an announcement on the White House website. Why? Because the military wasn't going to do this. There was a big fight in the Pentagon over this. They're like, you got Amiral Lockheed hanging out in here. He's a double agent. You got Adam Perlman, the Jewish kid, who's the commander of Al-Qaeda. Everybody knows that's fake. Uploading videos in the Pentagon's own format. The Al-Qaeda logo with the Pentagon front group's own logo in the same video layer. They're uploading it. The guy takes the beard off at night. It's even a fake beard. You can see it's a fake beard. It's all a complete joke. I can't handle it anymore. And I'm the traitor. I'm the bad man because I have a brain. I know what's going on. I don't even have to have a brain. This is all admitted now. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. The Pentagon 5 years ago is, you're going to fund four terror groups, three of them Al-Qaeda, one of them Kurdish, to attack Iranians, the same people that have been killing our troops in Iraq. We're not going to do it. We want public letters saying, arm them in Iraq and send them into Iran. And they actually said, okay, you want it public? Boom. See, that's the tactic. The troops are having mutinies that came out 6-7 years ago over having to grow the opium and load it on C-130s. And having to fly Taliban out to safety into Pakistan, as I said in Road to Tyranny, 10 years old, to start the next war into Pakistan, which they're calling for open war with Pakistan now to fight Al-Qaeda. It'd be like if I wanted to take your house in drug forfeiture, I'd just throw cocaine over your back fence and then come take your house. They caught the police in Seattle doing that and owning over half the bars now. They'll sell drugs to another cop in your bathroom and then take your bar and then let cops run it. Same deal. You just, oh, I want to invade your country? Al-Qaeda. You know, this pen in my hand is Al-Qaeda. I just drop it in your country. Oh, Al-Qaeda's there. I'm going to attack you. Oh, Al-Qaeda's attacking America. We're going to take all your rights here. But we're going to use Al-Qaeda to take over your country. Oh, but now Al-Qaeda works for us. But separately, we got to take your rights because Al-Qaeda. And so the Pentagon said, we're not going to do this. And so they said, okay, we'll just go public. So when the troops wouldn't grow the opium, they just had them all come on the news. And the troops were all standing there going, you grow the opium now. They're like, yeah, under orders. See, it's okay. And look, Jack Bauer tortures on TV, so it's okay for you to torture. Good guys do that now. Of course, when you get caught doing it, we're going to put you in prison. See, it's all psychological warfare to just get you to accept pure evil, pure craziness, pure corruption. Al-Qaeda works for the globalists, period.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We have a couple sources who have worked inside of a FEMA camp training center, and they now admit they've trained the military for domestic operations, of course, and civilian inmate labor camp operators. And of course, that's even been in the Wall Street Journal now. But they've really increased the security. They bug their eyes out at everyone that comes into the camp to do work. And it's just all part of this delusion by the criminals and by the camp workers that everyone is a terrorist. It's this crazed delusion that terrorists are under every table and you can't trust the public. And that delusion has been given to you because you're actually the bad guys. But that's how it works in history. You got to know Nazis when their camps were clandestine in the late 30s before they started becoming public. You know, we're walking around bugging their eyes at locals that were, you know, mowing their yard next to the camp or driving by or working on base. And we've got the name of the base, a lot of intel. I talked to the guy late last night. I've talked to him before. I checked it with his sources. I have another source there. And then I kind of just sent an email to Kurt Nemo, who did an article this morning on it. And that's up at Infowars.com with some of the photos. We're going to get some more photos, but they're not sure about us posting them all because they might identify who they are. So they're going to send us more that they're sure of that we can show. But that article is up on Infowars.com right now. Source exposes FEMA training camp in Missouri. So disgusting. And he talks about foreign troops on the base that are training the MPs for riot control and cracking Americans' heads with batons. And they've got what he believes is a rendition torture room. They've got facilities to put people in the hole there. And you can see the little buildings where they have the individual cells that have barbed wire around them individually. If you blow that photo up right there, you can see there's barbed wire facing both directions on the outside, and then barbed wire fences facing both directions around each little building. And it's a sprawling compound. These guys kind of got shook up after, I can't even tell the whole story. In fact, I can't even tell you everything they saw because it would give away who they are. It's bad, though, man. This country's in so much trouble. All you people that have been living in denial out there, you're going to wake up later. The only question is, will it be too late? It's so sick. 30,000, most of them armed drones. Fox News was showing it a few years ago. It looks like a flying saucer. It's got a big turbine in it. Some of them are about 10 feet wide, some about 4 feet. And it's got these taser cannons they shoot at people. It's like the taser shotgun, but it shoots it. You know, there's not wires attached to it. It's a self-contained shocker. And this drone flies up and face scans you and then shouts orders at you to get down on the ground. And then if you don't, it fires shotgun tasers at you. And it also shows them firing gas at people. Tear gas. And, of course, that's just to get you ready. First it'll be that, then it'll be weaponized drones. And for some reason they think the public will accept robots in the sky because it's not the archetypal robot on its feet, but the treaded and legged robots. They've also got robots that look like dogs without heads that are gas-powered. Just type in ground robots and or combat robots, and you'll see them. There's hundreds of them they've shown the public. And, of course, that stuff's 20, 30 years old. The classified stuff that I've been told about by multiple sources is just nightmarish. And mainly they're just big wheeled robots with guns all over them and hand grenade launchers. And imagine, again, already in a whole bunch of states they got robot 18-wheelers, robot cars on the roads with no humans on board. But what I was told about 10 years ago by some Marines that I later confirmed, or it's now 12 years ago, time flies, was they've got 18-wheelers or big treaded tanks that have a whole bunch of robots stacked up inside of them. And it just pulls up, ramp goes down, off rolls the robots or off walks the robots, and it's party time. But the really little nasty little buggers they've got, again, are like spiders or treaded ones too, and they're small. And they'll have one go up. It's basically a hand grenade with legs. It walks up to your front door, blows the door up, and then another one comes up behind it and goes in with a camera on it. Or they can be autonomous and just kill any life form they come in contact with. And then the little robot just comes in and kills you. And it's all your tax money. And they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines and fluoride in your water. I mean, we are living in a science fiction crazy land. 25 years ago, they had robot rat cyborgs with brain chips that can carry explosives into your house. Oh, yeah, you didn't know about robo bomb rats? Just search it. You'll pull it up. They've got roaches 20-plus years ago with a microchip on the head and a tiny wireless camera 25 years ago.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Foreign banks who are open criminals, who openly every day call for global government, no liberty, technocracy, the end of freedom, the end of the family. They're eugenicists who say they want to kill us, who jack our food and water with all sorts of horrible stuff, and then give us treatments for what they've done to us. It's just total scum, and I declare independence from it. And I'm tired of it. And living in an awake state and knowing what they're doing to me and knowing what they're doing to you and then seeing the unconscious population starting to wake up a little, but still going, well, he's right about some stuff, but he's a kook. No, I'm not a kook. Okay, I'm a red-blooded human being. I'm an American, but I'm a human being first. And my country's under attack, and I'm sick of it. And let me tell you, Time Magazine, Newsweek, New York Times, CNN, every publication saying the Constitution's garbage, get rid of it. They are treasonous traitors. And I know they're globalist. Guys, will you print me the Cicero quote on the traitor? Cicero quote on the traitor. Traitors are the plague. I want to read that quote, or you can put it on screen. Traitors are the plague. And if these people aren't traitors, then I don't know what they are. If these people aren't traitors, then nobody is. I mean, it is disgusting. And because they got all a bunch of fancy flim-flam media with a bunch of fancy teleprompters and $10 million sets, there are still some people that sit there watching this scum who practices acting real official and real authoritative in their appeal to authority, the media analysts and all the rest of them in the so-called mainstream media, who are a pack of crooks. And because they have almost no viewers now, because they have no credibility, because they know you're starting to wake up to them, they're now racing to start giant wars. They're now racing to start giant wars because they know in a war you will shut up and go along with the police state in history. War is the health of the authoritarian state. We read you those breakdowns of that famous quote yesterday. All right, let me just do this while I get so hot. I get in here, I study the news, and then I go on air, and by the time I've gone over all this news, I'm hotter than a pistol. I mean, where to start? This is just so insane. Look at this headline in MSNBC, okay, reported by the Associated Press, AP article posted in MSNBC. Now, here's another MSNBC article attacking myself and Gary Franchi because we believe Al-Qaeda is run by globalists. We're bad men. We're crazy. We're evil. We believe a global government's being founded by megabanks, which is publicly happening on the world stage. Headlines, Europe getting rid of all sovereignty, transferring to private banks. Giant taxes raised, people going homeless, thousands of children a day being handed over to the state because the parents are starving in Greece alone. Just the megabanks appointing the new prime ministers and presidents of Greece and Italy and other places. Everything we said happening exactly as we said, with them announcing world government, and they write an article in NBC saying we're insane. That's because they have nothing but total hatred and contempt for you and your family. They think you are a moron idiot. And obviously you're not a moron idiot. I mean, local radio shows have more viewers than MSNBC. I mean, they're nothing. But again, they still put this big front on with their Janet Napolitano, Mr. Mathau, all those people they got on there. It's a joke. Fox News, a joke. All of it. You know, I have somebody telling me, oh, I got a new Fox show, and I want you know, they want you to be on it, and I got to tell them I can't even do it. I mean, I don't even want to be part of it. I just, you people, the whole thing's just a joke. It's all a big joke. It's all a big fraud, all a big scam. And I know where this road leads. I mean, it leads into Nazi Germany type stuff, Soviet Russia, Pol Pot, Khmer Rouge, Cambodia type stuff. I mean, it leads into the nastiest, stinking, technocratic Hades I can imagine, and then some. And it's just going to get crazier and sicker, and the poverty and the police state and the secret police and all of the garbage and all the toadies and all the control freaks given unlimited power to run roughshod over us. It's so humiliating, and it's painful to watch our country and the world and all systems of freedom having its throat slit and butchered. It's like watching a beautiful woman, the most beautiful woman you can imagine, having hundreds of cigarettes put out on her. And then her lips cut off and her eyelids cut off and then her guts hacked out of her. That's what it's like. It makes me sick. And I watch all these so-called men I see everywhere. A bunch of soft, pathetic, wannabe tough guys who make me want to throw up. You scum. Excuse me. The point is you're in trances and you're in comas and that's your problem. I shouldn't be angry at you. I was once in a coma as well. It's just now it's so obvious. How could you not be awake? And even those of you that are awake, some of you say, well, what can we do? Or oh, they'll get me if I speak out. They're going to get you if you don't speak out. You figured that out yet? The scum is training us to accept their evil. They're trying to corrupt everyone along to their system to accept it. All right, let me just read you the headlines. Do I have any discipline? Can I ever do this? Probably not. Israel teams up with terror group to kill Iran's nuclear scientist, U.S. official tells NBC News. 5 years after I told you this, when it was on the front page of the White House website, I got no coverage. 5 years after I told you that it's Al-Qaeda, and they admit that. They just throw it in your face and still have the same publication say, Franchi and I are insane for pointing this out. Look at that. Same publication. We're insane for being right. They're mad at us for knowing what we're talking about. They're mad at us. And then right next to it, they're admitting what we said is true. This is what the system does. This is what they think of us. This is what they think of you. Israel teams with terror group to kill Iran's nuclear scientist. U.S. official tells NBC News. Here's another one. Super PAC supporting Ron Paul is operated by 9/11 Truther. Hey, NBC, Haaretz and Jerusalem Post and UPI have all reported for at least a decade that Hamas was founded by Israel and that Israel, quote, runs fake Al-Qaeda groups who they have bombed Israelis every time they want to take Israelis' rights. Does that mean there aren't real suicide bombers or a woman that goes on a bus and stabs 15 people? No, that goes on. The point is, most of these big events are staged. I mean, it's in the Israeli newspaper. You're like, oh, you anti-Israel scum. Is Haaretz anti-Israel? I mean, if I walk outside and the sky's blue, you're like, you're against red. You say it's blue. I'm like, well, the sky's blue right now. It's daytime, but blue. You're pretty weird, man. And I get angry and I go, it's blue. Don't tell me it's red. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. I mean, this mind game doesn't work on me. Does it work on you? Now, again, notice, though, they're saying Israel works with the, when you read deeper, the Al-Qaeda terror group. Israel, England, all of us run by the same New World Order system. And they created Al-Qaeda. The Pentagon, Zbigniew Brzezinski, created it and used them against the Russians, the Serbs, against Gaddafi, now against Syria. I mean, it's in the news that jihadis, Al-Qaeda and others are being brought in by the West on three fronts to attack the Syrian regime. And again, remember 8-9 months ago when they were launching the war on Libya, I told you where it would go. And they even talked to you like you were a child and said, this is not a war. This is a kinetic action. And we don't need congressional approval. We have UN approval. More treason. Do words still mean things? Yes, they do. I said treason. Real treason. And Hillary at the time said, we promise there'll never be anything military in Syria, while they were funding these groups that are now got street battles going on all over the country. And it's being reported, and there's links to this. They're now, we told you this weeks ago, now it's being reported. Oh, there are Western NATO, Israeli, and other Arab state commandos in there and U.S. troops right on the border arming and advising. So they're attacking Syria through Al-Qaeda proxies out of Saudi Arabia. And now what we told you weeks ago is being admitted. Now it's being admitted. Iran has sent in 15,000 of their special forces, and the Russians have said they've got a military base there, they've got a naval base. They're putting Spetsnaz into the country. They've been there, and now it's going to be U.S. troops fighting Russians. I mean, this is how this stuff escalates, and you've got a bucket of cowardly trash like Hillary Clinton running all of this. I mean, they already tried to cause war with Russia on 888. And then they have neocon groups put articles out saying Jones must be a Russian spy, that he doesn't want to have war with Russia. How about I'm not a lunatic? They're like, we're patriotic. Jones doesn't like America. Now, I don't like the foreign banks that already conquered my country. If there were Russian banks over here doing it, you bet I'd be bashing Russians 24/7. The Russians are all surrounded being attacked by proxy wars. And it's not even America attacking the Russians. It's the bankers doing it. The bankers. They play us all off against each other. I'm sick of it. They're the ones taking my liberties. They're the ones funding the think tanks to write the laws. They're the ones going after my republic. They're the ones pushing torture and war. They're the ones using my tax money and then having subsidiaries that make money off the drones. They're the ones giving the big grants to colleges to shift all the big scholarships into domestic spying and the rest of it, and changing our culture from an industrial, agrarian culture to a service culture and now into a prison culture. They're the ones that have converted us to 6 million in prison. World record. They're the ones. They're the criminals. They're the scum. They're the trash. They're the outlander. They're the foreigners. They're the globalists. That Fareed Zarqawa scum up there on CNN, some foreigner Bilderberg trash, calling for world government, bad-mouthing the Constitution every week. Some foreign traitor scum on New World Order CNN trash, started by Ted Turner, a eugenicist that talks about killing 90% of the population. They're a bunch of sick crooks. And they just perch up there all day like they're the officials, they're the authorities, they've got all the answers. Man, I'm getting angry now. Look at this. U.S. and Israel split on speed of Iran threat. Oh, but they agree there's this threat, so they got to be attacked. Here's another one. Russia's Putin warns against outside interference. Their foreign minister, he says that the West is now a cult of violence, using Muslim extremists and al-Qaeda to take over Libya, Syria. I mean, it's true. And you're like, well, you don't like the West using al-Qaeda. You love Putin. Oh, yeah, yeah. Big fan of that. Again, it's a bunch of traitors masquerading around like they're Americans. They're a bunch of terrorists that run the Muslim extremists. That's who all these Pentagon brass are, all these think tank scum. These are terrorists, folks. They all know. They all have dinner with the Lockheed and Perlman. They all sit up there with the four American leaders of al-Qaeda, all from America. Of course they're from America. Al-Qaeda is run by the banks that run this country. But the American people want to give up all their rights and be raped financially by the mega banks and have all their private property taken because it's so much fun to hate Muslims. And you're like, well, okay, the Muslim extremists are run by the West. No, they're not. You know, guys, will you put up the Newsweek cover, the war against Christians? Newsweek cover, the war against Christians. And it's not the globalist war against Christmas and Christianity or saying churches have got to sell day after pills and, you know, and support abortion and hire people of different religions. You know, government totally getting involved in church, which the First Amendment bans. Contrary to the inverted baloney about churches can't be involved in anything, it's the opposite. Congress and the government have no jurisdiction, period. They've got their big war, but now because they're getting ready for a war with Iran, they invoke, oh, after attacking Christians all day, Christians are under attack from Muslims all over the world. And so let's have a war with them. And that's actually true. The Muslims, on average, living on $2 a day in the Middle East, are killing each other constantly, Shiite, Sunni, other groups. And you bet sometimes they have riots, just like the Catholics and the Protestants in New York getting fights, or the Puerto Ricans and the black folks getting fights. Absolutely, it's going on. And you bet they actually fund Wahhabists to come to power in places in North Africa where they actually are killing Christians. That's actually in the Newsweek article. Again, you just type in Newsweek cover, the war on Christians. It's all over the place on newsstands. I bought a copy 3-4 days ago and forgot to bring it into the office. It's at my house. And it shows the face of Jesus, a painting of Jesus with like blood spattered on the ground from some riot. And even in the article are like, oh, in Libya, too, the extremists now are going after Christians. And don't mention our criminal government put them in power there. You see how that works? You see how they operate? Here, I bet I can find it right here. Oh, there it is. Yep, the war on Christians. There it is. Jesus' face with blood all over it. Oh, look, they're killing our Lord. They're desecrating him. Kill the Muslims. Kill the Arabs. Kill the brown people. Meanwhile, the criminals that run our government absolutely hate Christianity and are telling churches now, okay, you've been 501c3. We violated the First Amendment. We're running your church now. You're a charity, not a church. Now you're going to teach abortion. Now you're going to hand out these pills and condoms. Now you're going to hire people that aren't Christian. How's that sound? But this isn't a war on Christianity, though. It's the Muslims. And they use examples of basically gang fighting between Christians and Muslims around the world. By the way, the Muslims have always been very tolerant of other religions. It's that you can't convert to Islam and then go back. And Christianity predates Islam. And Islam whether you agree with that or not, says that it is an offshoot of Christianity and Judaism and worships the same God. And they follow up Moses and the whole nine yards, ladies and gentlemen. But they don't teach that in the media. They say they want to kill Jesus. That's what that article says. They hate Jesus. They want to get Jesus. They want him. They hate him. That's what they teach. That's what they teach on talk radio. I hear the Christian radio stations. And my point is the globalists want us to have World War III with the Muslims, as Albert Pike and other globalists wrote, so then they can demonize all religion and bring in this UN world religion where you're not allowed to actually have any beliefs. You've got to follow this Gaia garbage, which isn't even about the earth. All right, when I come back, I'm going to run through a bunch of the other news. It's just when I read about 30,000 drones, and of course they're going to roll them out in a non-threatening way. Oh, the military's just doing drills for overseas next. Oh, now they're going to be in America for you. No, they are for the citizens. Oh, the drones are for traffic. No, that Reaper is for traffic direction. And again, they're lying to us using Pentagon tactics of deception because we're the enemy. That's why you don't have a military involved domestically.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
My jets here.
Move, tell me what to do. Sometimes I see.
Yeah, my gut tells me what to do. My conscience. By the way, in the InfoWar, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see this. If not, go to InfoWars.com and go to the online video bookstore / apparel shopping cart. And we've come out with, I don't know, 5 or 6 new InfoWars.com bumper stickers, and I am selling these at cost. We've got color ones. We've got ones that look like they've been spray painted. We've kind of got a hipster, trendy, groovy style one. We've got it all there, ladies and gentlemen, and we're selling these at cost. And my shipping guy, Weldon, was like, all right, you sure you want to sell these at cost? Because people order so many of them, you've had to hire 2 extra shipping guys just to send all these out. Yes, these are at cost, at cost, at cost. I am selling bumper stickers at cost, packs of 25, packs of 50, packs of 100. And we've got the new stencils. In fact, John, I forgot to get it up on the table. You grab me that stencil over there. I want to show people. I made these in America. These bumper stickers are made in America as well. They're color. They cost me a lot more. And I had to get a factory in the United States to make these. They're pretty expensive. They cost us $4.95 a piece, even though I ordered 2,000 of them. And we're selling them at cost. We're selling these babies at cost. You know what it factors in, my shippers and the rest of it. I think they're like $6 a piece. The point is, InfoWars.com, giant stencils. Now, I don't want you to wreak havoc with these, and I'm serious when I say that. They're just putting 30,000 drones in the sky with Hellfire missiles. I mean, there's no, you know, don't fight back in an InfoWar or anything. Seriously, actually, just put it on your own barn, an old car you got. Hang a sheet out your window, banner hangs, whatever, legal, lawful areas that it's your own property, or you can convince a business, or areas in town where they do murals or whatever, ask if you can, hey, put InfoWar.com up there. Only got 2,000 of these. They're going to go quick at cost. And then if we can sell those and maybe see the people want them, we'll order 4,000 next time. This is definitely an InfoWar weapon right here. By the way, this always happens. I do events. Every event I've ever done is completely sold out. All the big events have completely sold out. 1,200 people, 2,000, you name it. And always, when you get about halfway up to the event, which we are now, I've sold about half. Both venues are right at half sold. In Orlando for the 26th and for Dallas the 19th, go to InfoWars.com/events. We're right at half the tickets sold. Okay, both events. In fact, it's a little bit more than half sold now. At the big facility they've got. I think they can even hold more than 1,000. We may try to get them to bring chairs in and expand. It's a really nice place, big theater at the Hi-Li Center there in Orlando. And then the people are always like, add a second date. And I did that out in California. It held 900 when I went out there just a year ago out in Santa Cruz. And I added another date. I cannot add second dates, okay? I got too much going on. I got to be driving on down the road. You go to InfoWars.com/events. I'll give an hour and a half speech, take 30 minutes of questions, and then air a 30-minute documentary that's going to be something special. But the speech is Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order, InfoWars.com/events, or you can call the theater that's listed there and buy them over the phone, the Lakewood. It is the Lakewood, isn't it? I've given a speech there before. It holds about 900. And then the Highline deal, big Highline Center in Orlando. So get your tickets right now, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com/events. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.